This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, May 6th. It will be mostly cloudy today in Dallas with a chance of an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. The high will be 83. Warm and humid this evening with a low of 72. Here are today's headlines. Dallas voters overwhelmingly passed a $1.25 billion bond package Saturday, paving the way for upgrades to city streets, sidewalks, parks, storm drainage, libraries, and other buildings and infrastructure over 5 years. According to final unofficial results, all 10 propositions on the ballot were approved by voters, with support ranging from 86% in favor of street and transportation improvements to 71% in favor of housing and neighborhood infrastructure. The propositions enjoyed strong support among city residents in Dallas and Denton counties, but it was a slightly different story among Dallas voters in Collin County, where voters were mostly against propositions meant to improve storm drainage and flood drainage and for housing infrastructure upgrades, according to unofficial results. City officials have said they plan to start issuing bonds in the next fiscal year, which starts October 1st, and that street resurfacing projects likely will be the first ones tackled. The bonds will be repaid with revenue collected from city property taxes. City officials have said approval of the propositions will not increase the current tax rate. The city's 15 cultural facilities will receive $75.2 million, or a little over 6% of the $1.25 billion bond package, which local arts leaders have fiercely advocated for in recent months. The funding is the most that Dallas cultural facilities have received in the last five bond programs, going as far back as 1998. Jeff Ellerman, chairman of the Board of Trustees at the Dallas Museum of Art, stopped by the bond campaign watch party at Reunion Tower. He said voters' approval of the bond funding is fantastic. The Dallas Museum of Art is expected to receive $20 million, the largest proportion of the funding allocated to Dallas cultural facilities. While it is a step forward, the bond funding won't fix everything. The city has logged $133.2 million in needed repairs and maintenance at its cultural facilities. And the Dallas Stars are moving on in the Stanley Cup playoffs after a 2-1 Game 7 win over the defending champion Vegas Knights. Wyatt Johnson scored a first-period goal to give the Stars a 1-0 lead. After Vegas tied it up in the second, Radek Foxa scored a backhander with less than a minute gone in the third to give Dallas all the goals they needed. Goalie Jake Ottinger stopped 22 shots as the Stars now move on to round two to face the Colorado Avalanche. Game one of that series is set for Tuesday night at American Airlines Arena. And the Dallas Mavericks are also moving on after Friday's Game 6 win over the LA Clippers. The Mavs are on the road for the first two games of their series with Oklahoma City. Game one is Tuesday. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.